How is your faith today? Excuse me, this thing might be a little loud, but I project and the microphone's right there. How is your faith today? What has the growth been in your own personal life, your own personal faith? Jesus got so many questions. He must have gotten worn out with all of them. And then they said, Lord, increase our faith. We wonder what we can do at times to increase the faith of our children when they're small, young, older, or even when they get to be oldest. How do we increase our faith? Does it just happen? Is it that special moment and time and place when you respond to the movement of God's Spirit in your life in the midst of a service? Maybe it's a church in the Wildwood. People are touched by many different ways. Music is a great ingredient. Some people, for their devotional time, read hymns of faith that they may be fed. You know, how do we increase our faith? Many others use the scriptures as something that speaks to their heart and lives and gives them comfort, gives them vision, gives them reassurance, and even gives them mission for while they should lead their life. Where are the people hurting today? Jesus was so concerned about the poor people. And there's many different scripture verses that would support that. Jesus was so concerned about everyone's growth in their own life. How do we encourage that? How do we stoke the fire for that? Parents have to come up with decisions as they assess where their children are and what they might need in their life, even their spiritual life. They might say, my child needs to learn scripture verses. Or my child needs to know how to open the Bible up and read it daily. My child needs to learn how to read the scripture and then be able to relate to me the message of that story. And sometimes they get it correct. But they need the encouragement of the adults in their life, whether they're grandparents, parents, cousins, anybody that is around them. They need that encouragement and their own spiritual growth. It's amazing what music can do for us. It can make us tap our toes or have a song in our heart, or can speak to the vital, the visceral, the need of our lives. It can speak. We all struggle at times with our spiritual faith and growth, don't we? We hurt when we see other people that are hurting, whether it's physical or whether it's because prejudice, or whether it's because people do not understanding, it hurts us. And I think we can use those times for our own spiritual growth and practice. God loves the world. And on World Communion Sunday, we need to be conscious of that. Jana's done so well. I don't know whether you've noticed it in the music, but it comes from different countries of the world. And thank you for doing that today. And God just seeks to use all of this to help us to grow. I don't want a cattle prod, but sometimes we need prodding. Cornelia has knows how to do that at other times in my life. But we need those kinds of disciplines that we can use as individuals. I mean, the church has so much to offer in its fellowship, and its encouragement, and then its correctiveness of things that are not like they should be. The children are having trouble putting the flags and the styrofoam up here, and I thought, I wish we could rearrange and have some nations to do like they should do. And then it not only goes as nations, but it comes right back down from whatever's going on in our life and in the life of our country to us individually. We need to do what we need to do when we say that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that causes us to do some things that normally people don't do. Christians are different. A different brood. A different kind of person. But a person that needs to stand firm when it's needed. All of us have to interpret that in our different lives. Where that's going to happen and whether the rubber hit the road. Who we are and what we have to do and what we avail our lives to be exposed to. Parents sometimes will say to their son or daughter, you need to get more exercise. We're going to go outside. Or they might say, the music's always been a part of my family. I want you to get some kind of training, whether it's a violin, a piano, or a musical, whatever it might be. Parents make those kind of encouragement. And sometimes they even do it when they notice an interest by that child of what they like. And I guess God does us that way. He sees our interest in what we're interested in, and he puts those significant, and sometimes they seem to be insignificant things in our pathway. And then he uses that to help us be a better witness for Jesus Christ. There are all kinds of sources available to us, and the sharing with each other is so vitally important in our life. Going across racial lines, touching the lives of people that are different from us. I remember in college how excited I was when I went and found somebody from Cuba, Pedro Mayor, great person. Ben Zabrana was from Bolivia. One day Ben came in and said, you know, I've got all these clothes. I don't need them all. I'm going to give all of them I don't need away. And he gave away most of his wardrobe. Ernest was from another country. And they would have these times in which they got together just to pray. I was kind of amazed how late they stayed up. And they wasn't partying either. They were partying with the Lord. But just amazing what we can learn and absorb and grow in our own lives. We need the fellowship of those who are on that pathway. We need to hear and to see and to listen to what they have to say. And let the Spirit of God bless us and lead us as we grow continually, we trust. Continue to struggle, to grow, to lift up our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the one. And he will guide us if we listen, if we follow, if we walk in the way that he wants us to go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.